Ready? Even though I'm perceiving, it always means something's wrong. There's more to fix. They need it. I need it. It's never enough. It's never enough. I want to help everyone. I want to help everyone. I don't want anybody to suffer. Most especially me. All the ways.
I
still see things
as wrong.
I want to open my heart.
I want to expand my consciousness
and have a different perception.
We're not here
to have
the perfect experience.
I want to look
differently.
At my children,
at my friends,
at my body.
I'm here
to learn,
and so is everyone else.
I'm here
to learn
how I co-create
my experience.
And it's hard
to witness others
suffering
in pain.
It's hard
to trust this body
when I know great pain.
I want to relax.
I want to relax.
All the beliefs I'm holding
that this should not happen,
that that should not happen.
I wonder why I think that.
I've never met the person
that has perfect health
24/7.
I've never met the person
that wasn't challenged
spiritually,
mentally,
physically.
I've never met the person
that got through life
feeling neutral,
feeling good
all the time.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could allow
a different experience?
I will still help.
I'll still tap.
For others,
for my perceptions.
But wouldn't it be nice
if I could see us all,
not as lacking,
not as getting it wrong,
not in fear,
but in peace.
I want to see my history
and know peace.
I want to see my struggle
and know peace anyway.
I want to recognize my body
and all that it's going through
and feel deep peace,
even when I don't like it.
Disease exists,
and many of us
will experience it.
I want a different experience
of me
as witness,
as the one
in the challenge.
I want to be at peace
in the human experience.
And I don't know how to be at peace
because I'm so resistant
to any discomfort,
mine or theirs.
And it's just not working.
We're all here.
And we will all be uncomfortable
numerous times.
I want to feel peace
deep within.
I want to have a different perspective
of the human experience.
I want to be at peace.
I want to be peace
for those around me.
Doesn't mean I like it.
Doesn't mean I want it.
Disease.
Illness.
Injury.
I'm never going to understand it.
I wish I could protect us all from it.
But I can't.
So I want to try peace
with the human experience,
with the negative emotions,
with physical pain,
illness,
injury.
I want to know peace
and help from there.
I want to support myself
when my body
is communicating
in a language I don't understand. I want to trust myself. Even when I feel like I got it wrong again. And I want to trust others to do whatever it is they need to do in their experience of human life, their struggles, their fears, their challenges, all the ways I've been believing. It should be easier. Happier. Smoother. And all the ways it isn't. I want a different perspective. Of my children. Of my friends. Of myself. I want to trust that we will find our way into a greater level of peace on this planet, even with injury. Illness. Pain. I want to experience a shift within me so that all pain doesn't immediately mean I add to it through resistance, through fear, through judgment. I want to know peace in the human experience. And it's not getting easier. And we all have memories. And we all have conflicting beliefs. And we're all challenged in one way or another. And I want to let go of the judgment of what it means to be human, to be challenged, to have disease, to have pain. I want to accept myself. I want to accept the difficulties of human life, not because I like it, not because I want to stop helping, but because I'm tired. I'm tired of always perceiving lack, wrongness. I'm tired of always feeling less than, not enough. I'm tired of seeing that they could be wrong, that they could do it better, and they're not. I really want to let that go. I want to help others when they invite me to. And I want to help myself without judgment. Without criticism. Without reprimand. I want to accept that it's complicated. These bodies are complicated. Life is complicated. I want to help when I'm invited. And know peace when I'm not. I want to show up with positive expectation for myself. For others, most especially for my children, for my parents, for my friends. It's a tough life. It's a tough species. It's a tough planet. And I want to be the frequency invitation of peace anyway. Okay, big breath. So another way to look at that is whenever there's a challenge in life, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, you want to show up in the frequency of the solution, not the frequency of the problem. So like with your son, if you're in the frequency of he could be more open to other things, that's actually a frequency of lack in the problem. Like whatever's going on is not enough. But if you flip into the frequency of the solution, wow, this is a smart kid. And we live in Houston. There's great medical advice here. I have friends who can support him energetically. This is going to turn out well for us. That's the frequency of the solution. And when you stay in that frequency, the funniest thing is people are more open to help. So it's very unconscious, but you kind of get an idea of of what I'm saying there. So always think of that. Am I in the frequency of the solution or the problem? And it will help you a great deal. Okay? And reprimand and criticism in any way, shape, or form never results in a positive outcome. Ever. So any way that you are thinking in those frequencies, you're not going to have the outcome you would prefer. It's a tricky thing. Sounds so simple, doesn't it?